The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 1, text number 8, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on June 26th, 2008, in Miraflores, Peru.
Tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
Ahora vamos a leer el Bhagavad Gita.
Chapter number 1, text number 8. To create an auspicious atmosphere, everyone can repeat after me this transcendental chant. Say it with great enthusiasm. Mucho gusto. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhavan Bhishmascha Karnascha. Kripascha Samiktin Jaya. Ashvatama Vikarnascha. Samadatista Taivacha. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And there are great personalities like you, Bhishma, Karna, Kripa, Ashvatthama, Vikarna, and the son of Samadatta called Buddha Shrava, who are always victorious in battle. Purport. Duryodhana mentions the exceptional heroes in the battle, all of whom were ever victorious. Vikarna is the brother of Duryodhana, Ashvatthama is the son of Dronacharya, and Samadatti, or Buddha Shrava, is the son of the king of the Balikas. Karna is the half-brother of Arjuna, as he was born of Kunti before him, marriage with King Pandu. Kripacharya's twin sister married Dronacharya.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Varakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, what is the point of this message? Here is a great battle 5,000 years ago, Battle of Kurukshetra. Arjuna, who is the great devotee of the Lord, he is facing very formidable obstacles. great powerful enemies are facing him in battle. Undefeatable enemies are facing him in battle. But yet, by the grace of God, by the grace of
Krishna,
Arjuna was able to defeat all these undefeatable soldiers on the battlefield.
Arjuna fue capaz de vencer a todos estos invencibles.
So the point is,
entonces, el punto es,
if you take complete shelter of God like Arjuna took shelter of God,
ustedes toman refugio completo en Dios como lo ha dicho Arjuna,
then you will be undefeatable. Wherever there is the power of God, no one ever meets with defeat. So the question is, if taking shelter of God is such a wonderful opportunity, that it makes you undefeatable, then why people don't do it? I mean, everybody would like to be undefeatable, wouldn't they? You would like to be undefeatable, wouldn't you? Yes? You would like to be undefeatable, would you? Wouldn't you? Huh? What did he say?
He would like to understand what do you mean.
Yes, the lecture will explain that. Yes. So, why we don't surrender to God then? What's holding us back?
Entonces, ¿por qué no nos rendimos a Dios?
We remain defeated because we do not surrender to God. We remain defeated by Satan or the material nature because we do not surrender to God. So this nice gentleman here, he has raised a very important question. What do I mean by undefeatable? In this material world, there are four main enemies.
En este mundo material hay bastante,
and these enemies are defeating us.
Y todos esos enemigos nos vencen.
In Sanskrit we say Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. In English, birth, death, old age and disease. And in Espanol we say birth, death, old age and disease. Being defeated by them, you see. Even if you don't want to be born, it's packed inside the mother's womb. You're forced by nature to be packed inside the mother's womb, even though it is very uncomfortable. And when you come out, you have to get sick. Who wants to get sick? Enfermo. Does anyone want to become enfermo? So sick?
¿Alguien quiere estar enfermo?
No.
No. How about becoming old?
¿Qué les parece envejecer?
Does anyone want to become an old man who's hard of hearing like me?
Como
No one wants to become old. No one wants to become sick. Would anybody like to volunteer to die tonight? How about death? Anybody like to die? No, we avoid death, you see. So we're being tortured by these four miseries. Birth, death, old age, and disease. Vatu Krishna Bhakti, Krishna consciousness, la conciencia de Krishna. You see, you can learn how to defeat all of these things. You see. No birth, no sickness, no old age, and no death. You see. So how do you do that? How do you accomplish it? By awakening your original spiritual identity. At the present moment, I am thinking I'm this body. Soy hombre. Soy mujer. You see, we're identifying with this flesh and blood. Cuerpo. We think the self and the cuerpo are they are one and the same. But the cuerpo, the body, it is just a garment. That's all. Just like this chatter, you see, it is garment. So I'm wearing this ropa, this chatter, and I can take it off also, you see. I am still the same person, with or without this ropa, you see, this garment. So your body is also ropa. Right now you're wearing a black body. You're wearing a brown body, you see. I'm wearing a white body. You're wearing a woman's body, you see. You're wearing a man's body, you see. These are simply ropa, simply garments, that's all. You are not the body. This is the first lesson on the pathway of spiritual perfection. You have to understand, no soy cuerpo. I'm not this body. So, we have some sense of identity that I do exist. So since we've denied the body as the self, what is the actual self then? That is the question. This question was answered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his teachings to Srila Rupa Goswami. The very first thing that Lord Chaitanya told Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Yes. The very first lesson, primero lesson, was Jivara Sarupahai Krishnera Nityadav. The constitutional position of the living being is he is the eternal servant of Krishna.
La primera enseñanza del señor Chaitanya que entidad viviente es eterno sirviente de Krishna, de Dios.
So each and every one of you in this room here tonight is an eternal servant of Krishna. Or God.
Dios.
When we say Krishna, we are talking about Dios, God. You may say, what is the difference between Hare Krishna and Catholic Church? Because we all worship the Supreme God. Here's the difference. We know God's name.
Nosotros conocemos el nombre de Dios.
And they don't.
Y ellos no.
Simple as that.
Eso es.
We know what is God's name, Krishna.
Nosotros conocemos el nombre de Dios, Krishna.
Just like here, you have a president, huh? President?
Yeah.
What is his name?
Alan Garcia.
Alan Garcia?
Uh-huh.
So, someone may know there is a president. That is very good. But if someone knows the name of the president, he has more knowledge, you see. So, the Catholic Church, it is very good. They know there is a president of the whole existence, you see. But Hare Krishna is better because we know the name of the president. We have a more close connection. Some people, I don't know the custom here, but in the USA, we have a president also, Bush. And if you have a very formal relationship, you call him Mr. President. But if you have a very close relationship, you call him George. The common man cannot call him George. Jorge. Huh? Yeah.
Jorge. George Jorge.
Yeah. The common man cannot call him George, Jorge.
Una persona común y corriente no puede decirle George.
It would be considered offense.
Eso van a considerar como ofensa.
The common man has to call him Mr. President. So similarly, if one does not have very close relationship, they just call him Dios, you see. But if you have close relationship, you have intimate connection with that Supreme Person, then you call him Krishna.
You see.
So, if you want to become close with God, if you want to be able to go to His house where He lives and visit Him as a close friend or as a family member, then you should call the name Krishna. So, how do you call the name Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Again, repeat that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Repeat that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So by this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, then one becomes an intimate associate of God. He will give you personal invitation to His kingdom. He will invite you to His own village. He'll invite you to his own house. You can sit with him, you can speak with him, you can see him. In fact, if you become very pure in your chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna will come to Lima also to visit you. He will come to see you in Lima. He has the power, he can appear whenever he likes, you see. Krishna will personally come and reveal himself, and he will speak with you also. If you become very, very mature in serving him, become completely surrendered to carrying out his orders, then Prabhupada says he will personally come to see you and talk with you. So this is the greatest, Krishna, this is the greatest spiritual movement in the whole world. And todo el mundo is a primero movimiento espiritual. Hare Krishna movement. So we're very, very happy that all of you are coming here to participate, or at least to find out. You're just coming to learn the first time.
Just observing.
Very good. We welcome you. You can come and observe us as much as you like. Yes, you feel welcome. Well, you come and observe to your full satisfaction. Yeah. By this, this is my wife here, Vishnupriya Devi Dasi. She and I are traveling all over the world to share this wonderful process of Krishna Bhakti with everyone. We see how the whole world is suffering without Krishna consciousness. Even in the wealthy, rich countries like America, Germany, UK, the people are so miserable, you see, because they don't have Krishna consciousness. We also see here in Lima the people are miserable without Krishna consciousness. So we have come here to Lima to share with the people of Lima this most wonderful process known as Krishna Consciencia de Krishna. By which you can defeat birth, death, old age, and disease. By reviving your cuerpo espiritual. Right now, beneath your cuerpo material, inside of your cuerpo material there is a cuerpo espiritual. Your cuerpo espiritual is simply covered by the cuerpo material. So all you have to do is stop identifying with the cuerpo material and identify with the cuerpo espiritual. And then you become completely beyond the birth, death, old age, and disease.
Ah.
When your material body falls off at the time of death, you will travel to the spiritual world, the spiritual mundo. And you will enjoy an eternal life full of knowledge and full of bliss. In the personal association of Krishna, in all of his wonderful, wonderful devotees, you won't have to take birth again in this material world. And even while you're here preparing yourself for that journey, you will taste the sweetest happiness. So we're very happy you have come. Now we'd like to ask if hay preguntas. Yes. Yes. Cantar Ram también. Because Ram is also a name for Krishna. Rama or Ram means the supreme enjoyer.
Rama significa el supremo disfrutador.
So it is also a name for Krishna, for God, the supreme person. We have not invented this mantra. This is an ancient mantra. It is given in the Gali Santarana Upanishad. In that ancient Vedic text, it's ancient Vedic texto. It is stated, in this age, materialistic age of Kali, there is no better mantra for awakening one's spiritual consciousness than Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So it is not our invention. The great sages have passed down this powerful, powerful mantra to us. Hare is the energy of God. Krishna and Ram are both names for God. So we are invoking the mercy of the energy of God and of God Himself that we can be engaged in their service. I have been chanting this mantra every day since
1971.
When I was a young 22-year-old boy, I started chanting Hare Krishna. Now I'm a 60-year-old man. But the more I chant, I feel younger and younger and younger. Even though the body is aging, my consciousness is feeling more and more young every day. There was that Spanish explorer, his name was Ponce de León. He was looking here in the Western Hemisphere for the Fountain of Youth. Ponce de León, he was looking for what was known as the Fountain of Youth, like a water fountain. Fountain of Youth. He's a very famous Spanish explorer, Ponce de León. But he never found, he died, never having found the Fountain of Youth, you see. But I have discovered the fountain of youth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And therefore I'm spreading it, Mataji and I, we're spreading it all over the world, wherever we go. We chant, we encourage everyone to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Do you have any other questions? I perguntas mas? I'm asking him. He is observing, especially you want to give him a chance. But you're next.
I don't want to take all of the questions.
You can have one more if you have it.
Is the Ram that you speak of the same Ram from the Mahabharata?
That? Yeah, go. The Ram in the Mahamantra can be taken as a name for Krishna. It can also be understood as Ram in the Mahabharata. There is another also in the, there is Parasaram, and there is also Lord Balaram. So it has four different meanings. Yes, that's right. It can be taken as that Ram, yes. All of these different Rams, they are all expansions of Krishna. He is the original personality of Godhead. The Ram in the Bhagavata, in the Ramayana, he is an expansion of Krishna. He is the same person, Krishna, but he is taking in a different mood. With Krishna, he is showing how to be the ideal husband. As Lord Ram, the Supreme Person, shows us how to become the ideal husband by taking, be very dedicated to his wife. All right, now it's your turn.
En la página que usted dirige, el pensamiento del día, utiliza siempre el término regreso a casa. ¿Es acaso que nosotros venimos de un mundo espiritual?
No. In your website, you are using the word back to Godhead.
Sí.
Back to Godhead. And Andres wanted to ask you if you mean our eternal house.
Back to Godhead?
Back to home.
Regresa, regresa a casa.
Yeah.
Regresa a casa or back to home, back.com, both. So that means back to your original, it means you regain your original spiritual identity in the spiritual world. Do you think Lima is your home?
Sí. ¿Tú crees que Lima es tu casa?
No.
Yeah. You're simply passing through Lima, that's
solamente.
You're only a traveler in this world, you see. We are all originally from the kingdom of God. And now we are simply traveling in this world, that's all. So when you finish your travels, then you go, where do you go? You go back to your home. So we're saying you've been traveling long enough. For millions of lifetimes, you've been traveling away from home. And now you're feeling great difficulty, you see. But if you simply go back to your home, then all your difficulties will be finished immediately, immediamente finished, you see. So therefore we're inviting everyone, come back home. What is it? Regresa a su casa. Huh?
Es el que se utiliza ese término mucho. y sumergirnos en el océano de la espiritualidad.
¿Eso qué?
Sumergirnos en el, ah, en el océano de la espiritualidad.
Ah.
Eso también utiliza mucho ese término. Sumerge en el océano de la espiritualidad. Sumergirnos en el océano de la espiritualidad.
The spiritual ocean of bliss is waiting for you to jump in and dive. There's an ocean of spiritual bliss awaiting you right now. That ocean is awaiting you. You simply have to jump in. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And you can swim forever in bliss, you see. The ocean of bliss. How do you say ocean?
Oceano.
Oceano?
Oceano.
Oceano de feliz. Huh? Yes, Oceano de feliz. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Es muy, 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 muy bonísimo, Señor. Okay, next question. Yes. When you go back to the spiritual world, you don't have to worry that you will be handcuffed. You will not be tied up as a prisoner when you go back there. Now you are handcuffed by Maya. You see, you are the prisoner of Maya in this material world, you see. When you become liberated from this prison of material existence, and you return to your original home, no one will take you as prisoner there. You're free to come and go as you like. You're totally free. But I can tell you one thing for sure. You will like it so much there. You would never want to come back here. Unless you came on a mission to preach and help other people to go back. Sometimes the great personalities come from the spiritual world to save others, you see. Like Prabhupada or Lord Jesus, you see. They don't have to come here. They come here out of kindness upon us. To save us from this horrible existence in the cycle of birth and death. ¿Preguntas más? Yes. In the beginning? Yes, why? If it's so wonderful there, why did we make the stupid mistake, stupido mistake, to come here to begin with? You see? In English language, I don't know if you have this saying in Espanol, but in English there's a saying, curiosity killed the cat. Do you have that saying in Spanish? Yes. Yes, you were thinking, here I am serving God, it's very nice.
estoy sirviendo al Dios.
What it would be like if I was the center instead of Krishna?
¿Qué pasará si en vez de Krishna yo voy a estar en el centro?
What would it be like if I was the center of the existence?
¿Cómo sería si yo fuera el centro de existencia?
And you became very, very curious to understand what it would be like if I was the center of existence.
Y nosotros llenamos de curiosidad, ¿qué pasaría? ¿Qué pasaría si yo sería el centro de existencia?
And you started desiring it. Oh, I would like to be the center of existence.
Y de ahí nosotros empezamos a desear ser centro de existencia.
Have you read in the Bible, there is what is known as the forbidden fruit.
En la Biblia se dice el fruto prohibido.
In the Garden of Eden, there was the forbidden fruit. So do you know what is the forbidden fruit? That you are the center of existence. That is the forbidden fruit. So you became curious to taste that forbidden fruit. What would it be like if I was the center of existence? And you became too much, mucho curioso, you see, mucho curiosísimo. And then one day you bit the fruit. And you were driven out of the Garden of Eden into this material world, you see, where you can think that you are the center of existence, that everything revolves around you. But now, Mataji, you are very fortunate. We have realized what a stupid mistake that was. To think that you are the center of the universe. And now you're trying to rectify your mistake, you see. Now you are bowing down to Krishna, that yes, my dear Lord, you are the center of the universe, not me. So in this way you're able to recover from your stupid mistake that you made. ¿Sabe? You understand? Okay. Bueno. Okay, any other questions? Yes.
Astral travels.
Yes, yes. There are many different types of travel. There is travel by machine, just like I have come on land. I was in the Fiji Islands and we flew. We flew from Auckland to Santiago and Santiago to Lima on LAN airline. That is one means of travel.
Es, un modo
There is also a system where you can travel that being flown by pigeons. And there is also traveling by mantra. So there are many different types of travel, and there's also, of course, you can travel in your astral body, astral travel. And you can travel in your spiritual body. There are also Vaikuntha airplanes that will, if you become qualified, one will come here to Lima, it will pick you up, and it will take you back to the spiritual world. There are also airplanes that could come here and take you to the heavenly planets as well. So there's many different means of travel. Narada Muni, he travels just by desiring to be in a different place. He just appears, boom, like that. He can be wherever he wants, boom, just manifest himself there. The yogis, they can travel. A yogi, he can travel on the rays of the sun. He can be here on the earth, and he can immediately be on the sun planet without burning himself, without being burned, and stay cool. He can travel on the rays of the sun to the sun planet very quickly by yogic power. And he can also travel through the rivers also. He can sit on the bank of a sacred river in one place, and he can enter that river and immediately appear 2,000 miles away and somewhere else in the river instantly. So there are many types of travel. And we are also teaching you how to do what is known as soul travel, you see.
Soul travel?
Soul travel? Spiritual travel. We are inviting you all to fly on Hare Krishna Airlines. How do you say airlines?
Avion. Aerolinea. Hare Krishna Aerolinea.
Aerolinea. We're inviting you to fly Hare Krishna Airline. And the spiritual master, he is ticket agent. He is your friendly travel agent.
Yes.
Would you like to purchase a ticket to for mantra travel? I am selling tickets for flying on Hare Krishna Airlines. It is a mantra airplane. The flights are taking off regularly. For the spiritual world.
Para el mundo espiritual.
Can you afford the ticket?
Yes.
Can you pay the price for the ticket?
¿Puedes pagar el precio?
Do you know what is the price for the ticket? I'm asking you.
¿Tú sabes cuál es el precio por el ticket? I guess yes. A lot of suffering, a lot of pain.
No. There is one yogi who teaches his disciples how to levitate 1 foot off the ground. He charges them $10,000 to levitate 1 foot off the ground, you see.
Hay un yogi que enseña levitación.
And they bounce up and down a little bit.
Por $10,000 te enseña cómo levantarse a este distancia.
But we are giving you for the mere price of Shraddha, faith.
Pero nosotros damos por un precio muy bajo.
We don't need your pain, we don't need your suffering.
Nosotros no necesitamos que sufras, que sientas dolor.
All we ask for is you give us your faith. For the price of faith, we will give you a mantra that will take you beyond the coverings of this material universe. In your spiritual body, you will leave behind your gross body. You will leave behind your astral body also. The material body, the material cuerpo and astral cuerpo, they are both coverings only. They are only coverings, they are not the real self.
Cuerpo astral, tanto como cuerpo material, son solamente cubiertos.
So if you will give me the price of faith, I will give you a ticket how to fly in your spiritual body. Are you willing to give me your faith? All right. Now I will give you this mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. If you chant it with love, you will fly in your spiritual body back to the spiritual sky. All right, wait. I have to she has to translate it so I know what you're saying. Give her some time to translate it. Just one line at a time, then translate. Speak up so she can also hear.
She said that you mentioned in the lecture that the name Krishna is the best is the best name of
the most intimate name of God is Krishna. That's right. No, all religions don't say the same thing.
And no. She meant that, for example, witnesses of Jehovah said that the best name of God is Jehovah, and so on. So
No, if they say their name is best, that's all right. But the Bible says, in the book of John, Christ says, I have more to tell you, but you're not ready to hear it yet. The Bible directly states that there is something more beyond the Bible.
Entonces, y comenté que, como tú mencionaste, que Maharaj en su clase dijo que el mejor nombre de Dios es Krishna, como los, por ejemplo, testigos de Jehová también dicen que, por ejemplo...
But Bhagavad Gita says there is no higher knowledge than this.
Pero Maharaj dice que no es cierto, porque en Bhagavad Gita...
We agree... Any name of God is the best name. We do not argue with him.
Nosotros estamos de acuerdo que cualquier nombre de Dios es el mejor nombre. No no estamos discutiendo eso.
We accept that Jehovah is the best name. We have no problem.
Nosotros aceptamos que todos los nombres que ofrecen religiones son mejores. No hay ningún problema.
We accept that Allah is the best name. We have no problem.
Aceptamos eso. No tenemos ningún problema con eso.
But Krishna is the best of the best.
Pero Krishna es mejor de los mejores. Sí, pero
okay, Vishnu Priya Maharaji. Vishnu Priya Maharaji.
Take one name so it will make you saintly, not the killer.
Not what?
Not the killer of the animals.
Yes, yes, yes. So Vishnu Priya Maharaji has made a very nice point that, all right, Allah is the best, Jehovah is the best, we have no problem, but stop being an animal killer. If you truly love God, you will also love His creatures also. You will not kill and eat them. So we have no objection to say Jehovah is the best name. We have no problem. So why are you killing and eating the children of Jehovah? Why are you killing and eating the children of
Allah?
We have no objection. Allah is the best. Jehovah is the best. They are all names of Krishna. We have no objection. They are all the best. But how you can eat your own brothers and sisters? Is that love? We challenge these rascals. How you can do this heinous, horrible sin of eating your own brothers and sisters?
Nosotros, como challenge, retamos a estas personas y decimos, ¿cómo tú puedes comer tus hermanos y hermanas?
Yeah.
Why they are vegetarian?
Why are we vegetarian?
What if they are vegetarian?
Huh? We are not. Why are we vegetarian?
No. Why these people that Maharaj talking about, that you are talking about, the Catholic or Muslim?
Why are they not?
Why they are vegetarian? They are okay.
He means, what if they are vegetarian?
Huh?
What if they are vegetarian?
What? Oh, if they are vegetarian, and they chant the name of God, then that's very good. Yes. There are some Christian monks who have a monastery in California, and they chant the name of Jesus, and they are vegetarian, and they very much like Hare Krishna movement. They come and visit us. They like us very much. They feel right at home when they come to the temple.
Hay un monasterio en California donde la gente canta nombre de Jesús, son vegetarianos y son muy amigables a conciencia de Krishna.
They are vegetarian and they are very good. Yeah, very good. Yes. But it's very difficult to find a vegetarian Christian monk, you see. Very, very rare. There are some, and they're very good. They're very pious men. Yeah. We respect them very much. Yeah. So being vegetarian is not enough. You have to offer the food. You have to first offer your vegetarian food to Krishna. Or God before you eat. Otherwise you are eating lumps of sin. So they must learn how to, even if they're vegetarian, they must first offer their food to God before eating.
Entonces, incluso si son vegetarianos, primero tienen que
Because vegetables also have life.
Porque vegetales também têm vida.
And there is sin even in eating vegetables.
Tudo como explicado, incluso comendo vegetais.
Like a carrot, he is alive. A carrot. You can put him in a cup of water and he'll grow. Then you peel him and cut him. You're murdering a living entity.
Y cuando tú lo cortas, tú lo matas.
Carrot murderer.
Asesino de zanahoria.
Yes. So you must first offer your vegetables to God before eating, and that will relieve you of the sin.
Así que primero tienes que ofrecer vegetales a Dios, porque si no eres asesino.
The Krishna prescribes we cannot only from vegetarian kingdom, fruits, vegetables, dairy products and greens, only from that category can we offer the foods to him, not other this meat, fish and eggs category.
Nosotros podemos ofrecer ciertas comida a Krishna, no podemos, por ejemplo, no ofrecemos carne, huevo.
So everybody is satisfied now. Maybe you're getting a little hungry. Is there some prasadam for everyone?
Yeah.
Is there one last question before the prasadam? Okay. Okay, every time she eats fish, she feels guilty. She's been practicing for 2 months. Every time she eats the fish, she feels guilty. She must have known how to give up fish, right?
Yeah, and she'd like to receive kind of advice from you how she can...
She wants advice how to give up fish. Do you cook your own vegetarian food at home? You don't cook at home?
No, cocina en casa.
Do you live by yourself?
Vive sola.
Or do you live with a family of meat eaters?
No, pero es que en mi casa nadie quiere ser vegetariano.
All the families are meat eaters. Oh, Krishna. Karne. Yeah. Muy difícil. Well, you have to. Your mother does the cooking?
Tu mamá cocina?
Sí, pero cocina pollo, carne.
Yes, but cook meat.
Huh?
Yes, but cook meat.
Meat. I've seen Latinos, they're very fond of meat. Very fond of me. We shop at our. I know in Texas we go to the grocery store. Latinos, they They get big tortilla and carne. They fill up their grocery bag with tortillas and with meat. Big, huge chunks of meat. Oh. It's like here. Do you do the bullfighting also in here? Bullfighting? It's very big sport here, bullfight, huh? It's a horrible. Not in Peru? Oh, that's good. In Spain and Mexico, the bullfight, they celebrate, the public kill the bull and they applaud when the bull is murdered. They do it in Argentina, in Peru also, bullfighting? It's a horrible thing. It's a very horrible mentality. The Spanish world, it's a very bad mentality, wanting to kill the bull. Oh, very good, the bull has been murdered. Very good. It's a horrible thing. Horrible, horrible thing. We have a restaurant here. Do you eat at Govinda's? You need to eat here more often, then you'll forget about fish. He is?
He is vegetarian.
He is, okay. Bueno. All right, so. Question? Question? Juan Carlos. Behind you, he raised his hand behind you. The what? Pollution? Hare Krishna will solve all. Hare Krishna movement will solve all the problems of the world. The crime problem, the terrorism problem. Pollution problem. Petroleum problem. Every single problem of the world will be solved if we put Krishna back in the center. This is a movimiento revolutionario. Revolutionario? Yes. Yeah. Movimiento revolutionario. You see. It will solve all the problems of the world. It will solve all of the problems of the world. Every single problem will be solved by Krishna consciousness. So there is no greater welfare work than preaching. Especially distributing Prabhupada's books. That is the greatest welfare work. Those devotees who dedicate themselves for book distribution, they are the greatest heroes of Prabhupada's movement. So we are very appreciative that you are distributing Prabhupada's books. Thank you very much. To kindly flood this country with more and more and more and more of Prabhupada's books.
Trata de, no sé,
This way, in this way, you're doing the greatest service for the people of this of the world. You are solving all of their problems just by this book distribution. All right then. So, will everybody enjoy their prasadam? And we thank you very much for so kindly coming here to hear these messages of Krishna. I see that you speak English, and I have an e-course on the internet. Would you like to see how to sign up for my free e-course? Yes. Here, take my card.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Huh? You speak English? I only have a few cards left. You speak English? Mrs. If you speak Spanish, you go to regresoacasa.com. Yeah. Regresoacasa? Yeah. Regresoacasa.com. Same thing in Spanish. This is the English one. Yeah. Okay, so Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.